Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 this morning, I'm going to launch from here, and we're going to try to preach just a little while this morning. I don't think I'll be terribly long, but I may not have you out before the Methodists get to Cracker Barrel. I don't know. It'll be close. 2 Timothy 3 and 13, you know this verse by heart. I quote it all the time. We hear it often. It is, it's familiar ground to Bible readers, especially us that's been going through Timothy. Is there anyone in here that's not familiar with this verse? I think about everybody is. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 13, if you're there, shout amen. Amen. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Father, we love you. Thank you for this day, this time, this chance to be back in the house of the Lord. And God, to help us today. We need you. Father, help us be accurate in the scripture. I pray you'd fill my mouth, guard my tongue. Preach me inside the bounds of your holy writ. I pray you'd touch hearts in the house today, God. In spite of me, do your work. Lord, I am nothing and you are everything. When the grass moves, when it's stepped on, I believe it says that's him. When the cattle lows on the hill, I believe they're singing your praise. I bless you for the day and the opportunity. Now, Lord, it would really be wonderful to see someone saved today, but help us sow the seed of the word and do it for your glory. And I'll get out of the way and give you praise for it. I'll ask it in the name of my King, Jesus. Amen. And amen. Here's a little thought the Lord gave me the other day. And this is the title of my message is a question. Poses a question. Can things get any worse? So can things get any worse? Now, the immediate answer to that is going to be yes. If we believe this scripture, we believe that things, and that evil men, well, when evil men are in control and it's spiritual wickedness in the high places, friend, it's not going to go the way that the Christian would prefer that it goes. Jesus said, look here, I didn't come to bring peace. He said, I come to give a sword. You know, this thing is a battle. We can expect that it's going to be difficult, and we'd be foolish and naive to think that it's going to get any easier in the near future. Now, I'm not trying to discourage my young people that are here today, for I want you to know, if God be for you, who could be against you? Hey, but evil men and seducers are going to wax worse and worse. That means here, it means this, worse means this. It means mentally and physically and morally worse and worse. Three areas. It's going to get worse and worse. All you've got to do is watch a, pull up a blog where someone's trying to witness. So I'm watching Ray Comfort in California, and he's trying to witness to someone, and there's a street preacher not far from him, and he's just preaching the gospel. He's not promoting a denomination. Here's what he's preaching. Jesus Christ is the Son, the only begotten Son of God. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hey, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. You will not go to heaven apart from being in Christ. Can I get an amen? Amen. Jesus Christ died for our sin. He was buried, and he rose again the third day. Can I get an amen? 40 days later, he ascended into heaven. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Praise God, he's making intercession for us, and he's coming back one day. Can I get an amen? Amen. And not far from where this man was preaching that gospel, this other fella was having one more fit. He was carrying on and trying to interrupt him. And Brother Comfort came by and tried to, and he did. He led, by questioning him, he led him out of the way so the message can continue. And when he asked him, why are you trying to interfere with him preaching the good news of the gospel, he said he's taking up my space. He's deceived. He has no idea why he's doing what he's doing. He's deceived. He's being influenced. Hey, for the God of this world, and Paul said it like this in Ephesians, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, that's the unbelievers. Listen, friend, if you're not in Christ today, you're not with him, and you're not on the winning side. There's a lot of folks sitting through church, regular basis, come every Sunday, and they don't know the Lord. Now, I'm going some places in the Bible this morning. And this is one particular scripture I'll close with. Today's a little controversial in some people's eyes. I'll read it and let you decide for yourself. Pray the Spirit of God guide you in it. But I'm gonna begin today in Genesis chapter 6. Said, oh, my word, he's all the way over there in Genesis 6. This must be a very long message. No, we're... I promise you, we will not be here an hour. I can say that. Unless God gives us an hour-long altar call, that'd be okay. That'd be all right. In Genesis chapter 6, I want you to look at verse number 5. Now, God's come to the place. The Lord's come to the place. Look, men's had about 2,000 years, and it don't take him long to mess it up. And God's about to put it out. Be sure your sin will find you out. Mine finds me out. Yours will find you out. You better know it'll run you down and find you out.
Amen.
Look what the Bible says in Genesis 6 and verse number 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart was only evil continually. Now, evil men's going to wax worse and worse. Here, 2,000 years, something in that frame, 2,000 years after the creation of man and the fall of man, and man begins to try to elevate himself into the place of God, and here it is. You know what they do? They're evil continually. Everything they thought about, the imagination, their thoughts, the intent, evil continually. Completely ignoring God. How you know that, preacher? Because for 120 years, an old preacher preached to him, said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. 120 years is the date given to that prior to this verse. And you know what? God said, I'm going to judge it. We see the evil of men. And you know what followed the evil of men? The judgment of God. You know what's going to follow the evil of the men that wax worse and worse? You know what's going to follow it? Brother Irvin, it's going to be judgment. Just God's, he said, I change not. I am the Lord God, I change not. He's not going to change. If he judged evil in the days of Noah, what's he going to have to do in the day in which we live? If he didn't, he'd be a respecter of persons, and he would be showing favor to a certain time, period of time, or people within a time period, than what he is now. But I'm going to tell you, friend, you better know it. I know. Everybody got a stimulus check. There's a hamburger in the refrigerator. Well, some didn't get them. Somebody's shaking me up. Hey, some didn't get them. A large part of people got them. I got one. Just showed up my bank account. Did I need it? No. Sorry, guys. Macy and Callie, if time carries on, you'll have to pay for what they gave me. Well, Briar Brooks and Cole, you guys are going to be paying for what they're giving away today, printing money. They say it's free. It's free. It's not free. How? I'm trying to be kind. How stupid have you got to be to think that it's free? Friend, the only thing's free is salvation. It cost Jesus everything, and it cost us the world. It ain't free. and evil men and seducers wax worse physically, spiritually, morally. Waxing worse and worse. God seen it. God sent judgment upon the earth. And you know what he done? He killed them all. Now, say, well, he's a cruel God. No, he made it. He can do anything with it he wants to. He's a just God. He's just. You know what they got? They got justice. They got justice. You want to be evil continually? Have wicked. Be evil against one another? Against your fellow man? Hey, steal, kill, and destroy like the spirit of children of disobedience being led by the devil in this world, Brother Irvin. Hey, go ahead on. But I'm going to tell you, friend, judgment day is a coming. That loony bird out there in California is trying to interrupt the preacher. Had no idea. No idea. Salvation was 10 feet away from him. If he'd just accept what he's trying to give out, he don't want it. Are you still with me? So what we see here, we see the evil of man, we see the justice or judgment of God. Do you agree with that? So we see what happens when it waxes worse and worse. Can things get any worse? You know what we have here? We have a remnant of people. Now, I believe for the most part, everybody in this building is saved. For the most part. There's evidence. Fruit of the Spirit. You'll know a tree by the fruit it bears. The Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we're the children of God. You can discern that if you've been born again and the Lord starts moving in the souls and stirs you up. And there's a seat at the table Brother Michael sang about. You can come and it's by the blood that Jessica sang about. And you know that it's that Tim who it came from. But not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. That's strong language right there. So could things get worse? Yeah. Will they get as bad as they were then? Oh, yeah. How do you know that? Because Jesus said it would. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. When, Brother Junior? The coming of the Son of Man. That'd be Christ. So, Jesus said it's going to be like it was in the days of Noah. Well, how was it in the days of Noah? Let's see how it was. They got a stimulus check too. How do you know that? Because there's all eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. And that's not a bad thing. That's things, Brother Mark, that's things that's normal in this life. The Lord told us to do that. Be fruitful and multiply. Hey, it's not good for the man to be alone. Sister Jewel and Brother Carl's on their honeymoon today. Hallelujah. But it waxed worse and worse, Brother Randy. And we see it, and they got the money, and you know what? We're just going along. Hey, we've got, is there anybody in here that's hungry this morning? I don't think so. Most of us could skip a meal or two and be all right. I said most. Junior thinks I'm picking on him. Brother Junior has to eat often his sugar drops, so about every 2 hours, he has to put something in his stomach or he'll be down. I don't know if that's true or not. I just know he eats about every 2 hours, so I'm making an assumption there. We're doing okay, Brother Gordon. And things are just rolling along. I mean, my word, we're making plans. Some people's got shots. Some don't want a shot. Some thinks it's a government conspiracy. I don't care what you think. Look here, friend. It don't matter. It's just, this is the tip of the iceberg. When this thing came out, my cousin's a doctor. He said, Mike, you know what's going to happen? This is it's here now. It's like the flu. It'll show up every year. And you know what it's going to do? Just like the flu, it's going to kill some of us. And some's not going to die. Just how it is. Brother Richard, tip of the iceberg. The beginning of sorrows, according to Jesus in Matthew 24. What are we seeing? Evil men waxing worse and worse. And bring it on. Bring what we're living in right now. Let's go to Matthew chapter 12. We see the evil of men and the judgment of God. Matthew 12. And I think it's verse 45. 43. Matthew 12, verse 43. We've seen the evil of men, the judgment of God, and the consequence of God's judgment was destruction, death. Says this, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none, speaking about the unclean spirit. Then he saith, I will return unto my house. Notice that whose house it was. From whence I came out, and when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Notice who he's referring to there. It is a generation and not an individual. That's very important. He's given this in context of this verse. He's given it this. He's telling that the Jew, as we've learned in Sunday school, Matthew's writing to a Jewish audience for the most part, but it is applicable to us even here today. It's very present, in a very present tense. So he's speaking to that, and he's told them prior to this, hey, here's your problem. They're going to, look, everybody could judge you. Because here's what it is. You have the spirit of truth as a nation, as a generation, to the Jews specifically. You have the opportunity to have the right thing in you. But no, you just cleaned the house up. And the evil thing that was here, had you filled the house with the right thing, he couldn't have occupied it again. Greater is he that is in you than he that is A plus. But he's not speaking to an individual, Brother Jimmy. He's using an individual to do this, to give an example to a generation. Here's what's going to happen to this generation. Hey, it was bad. It was bad before I got here, and the spirit was bad. They were whitewashed sepulchers full of dead men's bones. But when you knew what you should have done, when you had the opportunity, you didn't do anything, just cleaned and garnished. It's going to be seven times worse to this wicked generation. Was it seven times worse? You know, about 40 years later from this time, about 40 years later, Titus rolls in. It was bad. Well, you can't stop Bible prophecy. He knew that they would turn him down before he ever got there. And you know what they done? After the resurrection, they wanted to kill the Christians, those that believed the Messiah had come. They wanted to kill them, and it got worse. It got worse, and they got worse. You know what it is? The spirit of Antichrist. And the number seven there says this. That's his complete. That's as full as it could. That's as bad as it could get, and it got that bad. Evil men and seducers. After Jesus given this illustration or example, we see the evil of men continually. We see the example of Christ right here as to what this generation is going to have to endure because they didn't receive it. Just prior to this, here's what he said. He said, look, days are greater than Solomon here. He called them an evil and adulterous generation because they're looking for a sign. You know what people say today? Prove it to me and I'll believe it. That's not faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. They seek him. What you seeking today? Got my Sunday best on, preacher, dressed up. Took a shower, combed my hair, brushed my teeth. Put on my Sunday go to meeting clothes. Come to church. And all those things are good and we need to do them. Don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Praise God, we're open back up for church. I'll give an attaboy to our governor right now while I'm on this. I appreciate the governor not mandating the closing of the worship. My friend in Michigan right now would give anything to be able to have church again, Danny Slater. But here it is, Jimmy. It's the example of Christ and what happens to those that don't want to welcome him in. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. One more. Now, we see the evil continually of men. But post that and post this, past this, when Jesus is saying, hey, look, he's come back with 7 things worse than it was. It could get worse. Let's go to 1 Peter 2 and 20. Second Peter. Let's go to 19. If you read after scholared men, if you read any commentaries, you can read, and if you read any of the old guys, it's going to be about 50-50 on who they believe this is right here. Some say it's in reference to the teachers, and some say it's in reference to the ones being taught. I'll let you decide for yourself. I say if it applies to one, God's no respecter of person. If it applies to one, it applies to both. While they promise them liberty, that's the false teachers promising. And I'm going to tell you, friends, there's stuff out there today that is out in left field. And they are smooth in how they say it. And I'm not going to get up here and butcher a bunch of them, but I want you to do this. Compare everything. If you listen to any preaching, and I'm sure, surely you listen to somebody besides me. Surely. If you don't, you need to. But when you be careful in who you listen to and make it line up with the Word of God. If it's outside that book, don't pay it no mind. I'm putting everything I got in that right there, Randy. Heaven and earth will pass away. He said, my word won't pass away. He said, forever, O Lord, it's settled in heaven. It's there and it's going to stay there. Isn't that good? But if the false teachers were there in the day of Peter, where do you think we're at today? Think we got any? And while they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. Corrupt. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. It'll bind you up. Look, we don't have to worship on the Sabbath. And there is a hell. There is a hell. And I agree there'll be a kingdom on this earth, but it's only going to last 1,000 years, and then there's going to be a new one, heaven and earth, according to the scripture. So I don't believe that. Well, I'll read it to you in the Bible sometime. Just call me. I'll read it to you. But I don't. All things are good if received with thanksgiving. Praise God. Look, kill it, bleed it, fry it, pray over it, eat it. Amen. Glory. To try to put you in bondage over this, over days and over meats, in philosophy. God bless you children that's in college and those that are about to go. I wouldn't last 3 days. They'd boot me out. For if they, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. So you try and preach that old free will Baptist doctrine. I'm preaching the Bible. You can do with it whatever you want to. I'm not going to try to shove this down your throat, but you better know he means what he says and he says what he means. Say, well, that's referring to the false teachers right there. I think if it applies to the false teachers, it applies to false converts. I believe the shoe fits, everybody tries to put it on. But here's what I take away from this in the strongest sense, Brother Richard. There's a little word in that said knowledge. And you know what that means? Do you know what you've done by coming to church today and hearing that little short excerpt that I preached about the gospel, death, burial, resurrection of Christ, the ascension, and the return? That alone, you know what that does? That obligates you to do something with the Word of God. Now, you may choose not to do it, and I can't make you do it. Nobody can make you do it. The Spirit may woo you. God may draw you, but you are obligated because you have the knowledge now. You can't say, I didn't know. No, you know. I've told you today. It'd be like this. It'd be like me going to a doctor and him saying, you got cancer. And I say, I don't believe you. But I'm an oncologist. I'm telling you, you got cancer, and I go, I don't believe you. Well, don't believe me if you want to. I've told you what's wrong with you. Now, you can do something about it or not do something about it. It's up to you. Why? He's not responsible anymore. He told me the truth the same way with the Word of God. You've been told this morning, so you know. You know. If you die without Christ right now, look. It's going to be worse. Can it get any worse? Oh, in this world, things are going to get worse. It's going to get worse, Brother Randall. Look, I cry for my children when I pray because they're in a different age. They don't know the same America I knew. But if they know Jesus, I'm about to have a spell. If they know Jesus, it doesn't matter what happens in this world. Friend, for the child of God, it's only going to get better. For the child of God, I wish I felt better. I jumped right now. Hey, for the child of God, look, it's only going to get better. This is as bad as it's going to get. If you're sick today, sorrowful, got pain, got trouble, something wrong, hey, look, child of God, let me assure you by the Word of God, this is as bad as it's ever going to be. Glory to God. It's just going to get better after this. Hey, the worse and worse is in this world. Amen. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We are overcomers through him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We are overcomers. But for the unsaved, as bad as it is in certain areas, say it's not bad. Brother Roland told me yesterday, they were singing in Richmond, Virginia. Am I right? Richmond, Virginia. They Googled a place to eat. They're headed down there to it. Said the first time ever in all the traveling he's done, and he's been everywhere, in all the travels, the only time he's really worried. In Richmond, Virginia. That wasn't because the children were out riding their bicycles up and down the street and mom and daddy sitting out there watching them. Somebody's walking the dog and the flowers and the daisies is growing everywhere. That's not why he was worried. It was the atmosphere and the people that was around him caused his concern. You know why, Brother Travis? Because they weren't packing, probably. They put you in jail in Virginia. They catch you with a pistol. But it's evil men. How many years ago was it, Richard, when you was at the Shell station in Knoxville? 10? 12? 10 years? 12. Michael's a baby. Richard and Penny's at a well-lit gas station in Knoxville, Tennessee, and they get robbed. Evil men. We're 12 years out from that, somewhere thereabout. We're 12 years out. How much worse is it? It's getting worse and worse. Lost friend, this is as good as it's ever going to be for you, unless you meet Jesus. So I don't think I'm going to die. Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, and it's just a matter of when. Young people die. Middle-aged people die, old people die, everybody's going to die. It's appointed unto man once to die. And you know what? For the lost person, it just gets worse. For the born again, Verena, come to the piano. For the born again, you know what it does? This is as bad as it's ever going to be. That's why the old Apostle Paul could say it like this. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. That's insane, preacher. How can you talk about that kind of stuff? Listen, I believe that old book. Jesus rose from the dead. He said, I am the resurrection. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. I believe that today. How do you know that? God hath revealed it unto me by his Spirit. The Spirit searcheth the deep things of God. Do you know that today? Play me something, sis. Do you know that today? Are you sure, should you not make it home this afternoon, that heaven's going to be your eternal estate? Say, I can't know that. John 5:13. I shouldn't even have to quote it. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know. That ye may know. That ye may know that ye have eternal life. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? It'd be sad to get there. I know the former things not be brought to our remembrance, but there's a little time check on that. There's a period of time in there that I don't think that's true. There may be some surprised when I come walking across the line, but I'm going across the line. Say my word. Here he comes. How'd you get in? By the blood. Just like you did. By the blood. You ever had the blood applied? You ever had the blood applied? I really believe somebody ought to be saved this morning. I just feel it in my spirit that there's someone sitting here today and say, hey, I don't want any worse than it is right now. Well, even for the Christian, we've got some bitter days ahead. But it's as bad as it'll ever be. Lost friend, it's as good as it'll ever get. all the trouble, chaos. Pain. Suffering, sorrow, just get used to it. It's going to be worse. If you die without Christ, it's going to get worse. Can things get any worse? Oh, yeah, for the lost, it gets a lot worse. We stand to our feet. Brother Randall comes. Can you sing that song? Are you ready to meet God? Are you ready to meet Him? Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.